for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Platitude Perils. If you listened to my previous podcast, you know my topic was Celebrate You. Hope you made it a priority to listen, since I shared valuable guidance that will prove beneficial to you and to your staff. In case you missed that podcast, I began by clarifying the definition of celebrate. From there, I went on to discuss if it's really beneficial when we only celebrate occasionally. And I ended the podcast by offering 10 options for implementing a celebration of you. Now that 30 days have elapsed, hopefully you're able to implement the content of that podcast. Remember, I'm always ready to answer any of your burning questions. Sounds like we're definitely ready to move on to this month's topic. Every day, we all hear people using platitudes. We may even say platitudes ourselves, since it's quite a common communication habit. No matter how good our intentions are, we can all do better. That's my impetus in creating this podcast. Here are the tools you need to succeed. It's your choice how you opt to handle this information, but this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or maybe someone you know? If it does, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once, and then share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. The three questions I plan to answer are, number one, what is a platitude? Number two, what are examples of commonly used platitudes? And finally, what are viable alternatives to substitute for platitudes? Beginning with the first question, what is a platitude? Merriam-Webster defines platitude as a banal, trite, or stale remark. That pretty much says it all. I might add that a platitude is an overused expression that has simply lost its meaning. While you may have a slightly different definition, I think we can safely agree that platitudes may not offer the value we intend. Now let's move on to my second question. What are examples of frequently used platitudes? This is certainly not an exhaustive list, but I encourage you to see if you can relate to either hearing or saying any of these platitudes. Number one, this too shall pass. Number two, everything happens for a reason. Number three, it is what it is. Number four, what's meant to be will be. Number five, good things come to those who wait. Number six, time heals all wounds. Number seven, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Number eight, think about how much worse other people have it. Number nine, great minds think alike. And finally, what goes around comes around. I imagine you can easily identify with some of these platitudes and can probably add your own to this list. Please feel free to do so, as it will serve as a great reminder. That leads us right to the third question. What are viable alternatives to substitute for platitudes? Well, since we're in the midst of this global pandemic, it's quite natural for each of us to have our own experience of this event. Some days are clearly more challenging than others, which impacts how we interpret and cope with our world. It's quite easy to use platitudes. However, since there's a really good chance that platitudes are not providing benefit, it's quite wise to consider substitutions. For example, you can try, first, silence. Silence is often appreciated since it lets someone openly vent and get something off their chest. That can feel like a tremendous relief. Second is offering support, saying something like, I'm here for you. This can be very reassuring and feels exceptionally good. It's a confidence booster. Third, genuine compassion. When we do this, it recognizes that it's okay to experience sadness as it's a normal emotion, part of the spectrum of how we feel. Number four is to validate or to acknowledge. This is a way of letting a person know he or she is really being heard. Too often, people feel they've been disregarded in some way, made to feel invisible, as if they don't exist. And number five is to listen deeply. By that I mean pay extremely close attention, and if you wish, you can respond with nonverbal expression. This ensures you're present for the other person. They have your full attention, and that is a gift. Each of these substitutions offers value and may be viewed as more helpful than simply using a platitude. Even though we're usually drawn to offering solutions, what we deem as a solution may be interpreted as a quick fix and therefore not received well. Platitude usage may occur in day-to-day conversations or when you're delivering a presentation. Either way, remember, we often run the risk of encountering platitude perils. Consider this skill part of your business communication toolbox. Not only will you be an asset to those with whom you work, but you'll also be adding your own communication skills. That's a sound investment. Until next month, I wish you